back to the rock and roll.
Thank you.
listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. We just heard the song Sleeping in the Mountains by the one and only Billiam from the Jump to 3D EP that came out a few weeks ago on Disco Stay Muerte Records from Cancun, Mexico, and Cowtool Records from Melbourne. And Billiam is from Melbourne, Australia. Billiam is, well, there's a lot to talk about, so we'll cover him. And we started that off with one of my absolute all-time favorites and one of my top tens of 2022. That was the amazing Delivery with the song Bader Meinhof from the now classic Forever Giving Handshakes LP that came out in November of 2022 on Spoilsport Records out of Melbourne, Anti-Fade Records from Geelong West, Victoria, Australia, and Feel It Records from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Delivery are from Melbourne, Australia. So yes, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And Valentine's Day was this past week, so I wanted to extend a Valentine to something, someone's that I have so much love for. I wanted to dedicate an episode to something, well, somewhere that's very important to me. So tonight, we'll extend a Valentine to the absolute bestest music scene on the planet Earth right now. Melbourne or Narm, Australia. There is something in the water down there right now, everybody. It can't be explained. Billiam, who we just heard, has been pumping out records and cassettes for the past 3 years, and they do not miss. I can hugely recommend literally every single release. And Forever Giving Handshakes, Delivery's debut LP that we started with, got so much well-deserved praise and is an instant classic. Very exciting times. So those are just two examples of what's happening down there, and we're all very lucky to get to be seeing the scene blossom. So let's spend the whole night diving into Melbourne, also known by its Aboriginal name, Narm. And if I could, I would do an Australian accent right now, and it would be really impressive and respectful, and I would say something really smart, but also there'd be a joke in there, and it would be really funny, and you'd all laugh and be really impressed. So imagine that I'm doing that right now. Okay, so let's keep it going. We have a lot to get through. So this is Gut Health with the song Inner Norm. was the band Dragnet from Melbourne Arm with the song Dragnet 2 from the Ascension LP that came out last May on Spoilsport Records from Melbourne and Pollock's Records from Île-de-France, France. Before that, we heard Blonde Revolver with the song Lipstick and Leather from the Good Girls Go to Heaven, Bad Girls Go Everywhere LP that came out in February 3rd of last year. So happy belated birthday to Good Girls. And that was released on Rack Off Records from Melbourne. And Blonde Revolver are from... Okay, do I have to say it every time? Every band we'll hear tonight is from Melbourne, Narm, Australia. So there you go, again and again, all night long. Before that, we heard Cable Ties from... doing it instinctually now. Come on, Zoo, everyone knows. Quit being a weirdo. And that was the song Perfect Client from the All Her Plans LP that came out last June on Poison City Records from Melbourne and Merge Records from Durham, North Carolina. And Merge is, of course, Superchunk's label. Love them. Before that, we heard the single version of the song Who Walks Your Dog by the band It Thing. So that version, the version that we just heard, is from the single cassette that came out in 2020 on Under Heat Records from Melbourne. And then there's an album version that's it's really great. It's a little, like, 30 seconds longer, and it's a little cleaner, and that's on the Syrup LP that came out in 2021 on Mart House Records from Melbourne. I recommend them both, and Syrup is a fantastic record cover to cover. Love those. We actually heard a couple examples of those polystyrene-influenced vocals there. These bands have great taste. And then we started that off with another band with great vocals, the band Gut Health. Lovely band. That was the song Inner Norm from the Electric Party Chrome Girl 7-inch that came out in 2022 on Mart House Records. That song especially really gets you up out of your seat. A dance floor crasher for sure. Australians do post-punk so well every time. It makes sense. I mean, I feel like in Australia, Nick Cave is their Elvis. I'm just now making that connection. I mean, he's from Victoria, so there you go. Maybe that was profound, maybe I'm way off, but regardless, post-punk has been making a resurgence, at least here in the U.S., and Americans got nothing on Australians, just saying. Oh, I also don't have it, but I also very much recommend a band called Beat Panic for some amazing Melbourne post-punk. Check them out. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. Thank you all so much for being here tonight and, like, signing your name on the Valentine's Day card to the Melbourne Narm music scene with me. So in trying to wrap my big head around why this music scene is so incredible right now, I want to touch on where punk came from so we can understand where this music scene is taking the genre and why that's important. I think the big three bands that really laid the foundation for punk, well, first off, the godfather is Iggy Pop from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and then Los Psychos from Lima, Peru put out the first punk single. But the big three bands are, of course, the Ramones from Queens, New York for creating everything, and then we should give it to the Pistols from London, England for the creation of the name punk and defining the aesthetic and bringing it to the masses and such. But then the third band, the band that absolutely deserves just as much credit, is Devo from Akron, Ohio. Devo are so important to the conversation because they really solidified the freedom of punk. This is not exclusively a tough guy genre. This is a place for weirdos and outcasts. There's a freedom in being silly and wacky, and Melbourne Narm is nailing that right now. Those amazing wobbly synths and keyboards just speak to my soul so much, and I like don't even realize that I'm already smiling. So from all of us weirdos, happy Valentine's Day to Melbourne Narm. So, so much unconditional love for all of you. Okay, let's keep it going. Let's now listen to some really raw Australian punk. So let's start it off with the band Civic. This is Fly Song.